Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
LaceyTasha13@comcast.net.
Thank you. Was that Macy with an M?
L, like love.
Oh, Lacey. Tasha.
L-A-C-E-Y. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, LaceyTasha13
at comcast.net. Mm-hmm. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jody. I'm with
Omax Health.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it J-O-D-I-E?
Just an I, J-O-D-I.
Oh, okay.
All right, now I didn't locate an account with that email address. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I buy this all the time. I've been buying it from you for 5 years, I think.
Okay. May I have your
I don't know
first?
Why.
That's okay. Well, we have updated our system. So may I have your first and last name, please?
Georgine Lombardo.
Spell it for me, please.
G-E-O-R-G-I-N-E Lombardo. L-O-M-B-A-R-D-O.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to spell it back to you. Excuse me. G-E-O-R-G-I-E-N.
I-N-E.
I-N-E, okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I've located this account. Thank you for that. And please verify your address.
700 Fifth Street, Apartment 12, Oakmont, PA, 15139.
Yes, and I have the phone number 412-613-2513.
Yes.
All right, that's a good contact number. Let me update the email address to the correct email address. It just gives a generic email address. So this is for the Omax 3, the Ultra Pure. Right, the next order date is in 23 days. So how may I help you today?
Okay. I was wondering if I can speak with Tiffany. She's the one back in January 5th, 2022. I got my package, and then 4 days later, I got another package. And this is what she said. I wrote it down. Spoke with Tiffany. I received today one full box of 6 packages of fish oil. She told me to call second week in July to see where I'm at on the boxes. If I have too many, call them and tell them to space them out more in more months. Mm-hmm. So I got the package in January, and then I got another box 4 days later. And they already put that in. They took it out of my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want, and she said, make sure you call early to let them know not to send you another shipment. Now, I couldn't send you a picture of the box that I haven't even opened, and if you don't believe me, but you look in my file, and Tiffany should have put her message in there also.
All right. So I'll be able to help you with this. Looks like the next order date is July the 31st. So you have enough there probably. You received in January enough for a year. Is that right?
Not a year.
Close to it, maybe?
Well, I don't know how many are in a box. Okay, I don't know if there's 6. I don't know. So that would be 6 months, right?
Yeah, so how many do you take a day? 1 a day or 2?
It depends.
Okay.
Okay, if I'm on medication, which I'm on right now, I can only take one a day. I normally take 2, but when the doctor says you can't take 2 fish oil right now, you can only take 1, and then they'll say space it. So I think that in January, that should be good.
Okay, to reship back and start back in January?
That's how I'm thinking, because how many boxes are in
All right, so there at each package shipment that you're receiving, you have 6 boxes in there. Each.
Okay, so that's 6 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have one box left that I'm using, the one that I got, and the other box is still, I haven't opened it. So that should give me enough until January of 2023,
mm-hmm.
since I've already paid twice.
Okay.
You know, because I paid in January, you took it out of my account, and then I got a box 4 days later, and they also took another issue, not money, out of my account. So I don't remember how much the dollar amount is for the fish oil. So they took 2 out of my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in my file and read it.
Well, the bad thing about the migrating to the new system, the previous notes didn't transfer, but I can do that for you. I can hold this off until you're going to do January the 8th. You want to hold it off till January the 8th. If you need it sooner, you give us a call back and we'll go ahead and get it shipped out. If you need to wait a little while longer, you know, but it sounds like January would be ideal for the next shipment.
Right. Because I always got in January and then I got in July. That's how, if you look at my history, did you take all my history out?
There is a way to go back. I would have to reach out to a supervisor to get the history.
Because my history is, you need to keep that because I have been treated so horrifically and they said that they would not take all this out. I was just treated very badly by someone and they charged my account twice. I couldn't get my money back for the longest time. They stole my money. So please don't destroy that paperwork.
Right.
And everything that I have, I mean, like, I don't even want to go into it right now because I'm going to start to cry.
Don't, please don't. And I'm really sorry about, you know, your inconvenience, any troubles you've had in the past with OMAX, but we have updated our system. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were horrible. I'm sorry, I'm going to cry again. It was just horrible how I was treated.
Yes.
I mean, they took my money out. They stole my money.
Yeah, and I can understand how that would be damaging. That's a good piece of money there for those 6 boxes. So I understand.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I, you know, when the bank called me and said, you have money taken out of your account. And I said, no, that's okay. They take it out every twice a year. And she said, honey, they've taken a lot out. And mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean? And they said, and I go, you're kidding. So I contacted you guys and they saw that, I don't know even how to, I have files and it's in another room and I don't want to bring it back up because I'm going to start crying again. But, yeah, so they gave me some discounts and everything else. And, I says, I just want my money put back in. It took a while.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you can keep my file, because it is, I mean, I have things that I write down on, like I read to you, you know, mm-hmm. I write that down. But Jody, it's really important to keep my file because
yes,
I have
yeah.
been, okay, please don't destroy that because, I'm still working with your company because it was somebody that did me wrong, but everyone that I ever talked to on the phone was very kind. It was behind the scenes or something. I don't know. It's been a long time. And it just brings it back up. And so that's why Tiffany said, just write this down, put my name on it, and say that you've already received 1 full box, 6 packages of fish oil. And so that's what I have done. So if you can wait until January of 2023,
mm-hmm.
that would be wonderful because I can even, if you want, honey, I could send you the box that I can open it for you and you can see that I have another 6 box you know.
No, no, that won't be necessary. I have you taken care of. The next order date will be on January 8th. And let's see, after that shipment. Now, if you need it sooner, you give us a call back and we'll get it. We'll have it, you know, shipped sooner. I know that the way that you take it is a little, let me cancel this next shipment. 1 second. Let me skip this one.
Okay.
I know that you take, you know, one day or one period of time, you may go from 1 to 2. So I think that's ideal for January 8th to be the next date. Mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. you all taken care of. After that, it'll be June 7th. And, you know, moving forward, the same every 6 months. That doesn't look like 6 months. What is this? This is every 150 days. That's odd. Okay, January 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like it's coming about every. All right, so you'll receive that shipment in January. Then the next ship date will be June. So that's mm-hmm. six months.
Yeah, that's 6 months. Yeah, that will work. And then this way, because when you are on different kind of medication, you can't take the amount of fish oil on mm-hmm. certain medications that I have. So they allow me to take one, and then there's some that I don't take at all. So that happened a little bit ago, and I didn't take any for 4 days. So, you know, you just have to do what they tell you to do.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yes. And I'm so glad that you stuck around with us, and thank you. I'm sorry you had a bad experience. Hopefully moving forward, we won't ever have that problem again. I have you all taken care of there. Is there anything else
okay.
I can help you with?
No, as long as if you can send something in the mail to me to let me know that they did this other, you know, another time for me, they sent in an email and I kept it in my phone that I'm not going to receive another package, but I'll start in January 8th, 2023 and June 7th, 2023, because mm-hmm. the last time that happened, it came out twice again.
Yes,
and I just, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I double checked to make sure that would not happen. I have everything. Your next upcoming order will be January 8th. Let me update let me make sure that, now would you like to receive email updates? You know, we've migrated to the new system, so to any text or email updates, would you like to subscribe to that?
Well, the thing is, I'm going to be 72, and I don't do well on computers and things like that. I mean, I have it on my cell phone, and that's because I had to have that for doctor's appointments and things like mm-hmm. that, you know, and I don't do well. I get the paperwork in the box. That's what I need,
okay.
you know.
All right. I'll see
yeah,
if they can do that for you.
I hope so, because they've been doing it since I've been buying the stuff off of you.
Okay.
So I hope they can, because there are other people, just not me, that don't know how to do none of that.
Right. Yes, ma'am. No, I agree. So I won't subscribe you to the email or the text messages. If you change your mind in the future, call us back and let mm-hmm. us know.
Okay. As long as I get the paperwork, that's fine by me. If you want to send me a text message, I know how to do that.
Okay.
Email, right. Not so good. I mean, okay. If you want to send something to me, you know, I know how to do. I know how to do that, because I get my doctor's appointments. They won't give me appointments, that they send it to me. And oh geez, that just makes me nervous, because they know I'm not savvy on any of this.
Yes ma'am. All right.
Gosh.
Well, I have you all taken care of there. I'm going to make a request that they send you a paper mail, and I did subscribe you to the text messaging updates, so you may receive marketing text messages in the future. If you change your mind, you can always you can call us back and we'll get it stopped for you, or there should be a reply. You can reply stop and it'll stop those text messages.
Okay. I know how, I saw that, well, not yours, but mm-hmm. someone else, But so I have it on January 8th, 2023, I'll receive one box, and then June 7th, 2023, I'll receive the second box. So that would be for my, my whole year.
Right.
Okay, Jody, and the other, the other thing is I'll still get paperwork in my box when I receive my, like I have, I'm looking in front of me. You know how I get my shipment and it has ship to and then ship from and the order information? I'll still get that paperwork in the box.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, ma'am. That hasn't changed.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Then I think we're good. And so you already destroyed that message that next week I won't get anything.
Right. Yes, I have that updated. I canceled that shipment. I have everything updated to January the 8th.
Okay, that's perfect. Honey, thank you so much for being so kind and understanding. I really appreciate what you've just done for me.
Yes,
you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.